Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 17th day of October. Cannot believe it's that late in the year already. Anno Domini 2020, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And it's 7 minutes after the hour. We're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news. We should admit, or we should acknowledge the fact that Dave Enright, one step ahead of the law, somewhere in the Southwest, hiding among the mesas and the arroyos and canyons, and hopefully he'll evade the law entirely and make it here outside their jurisdiction next week. In the meantime, here's the news. So apparently some company called Apple had some sort of event announcing new hardware. Anyway, just in case somebody somewhere might possibly be interested, here's what's what. Apple announced the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12 Pro, and iPhone 12 Pro Max, all with 5G wireless capability. Each of the phones is a metal and glass sandwich with flat sides that are very reminiscent of the iPhone 4. The iPhone 12 and 12 mini are aluminum, while the Pro line is stainless steel. The screens are all 60 hertz OLED displays, and Apple has teamed up with Corning to make a new display cover material called Ceramic Shield. Apple claims it's tougher than any other smartphone glass. 5G connectivity is a headline addition to the new iPhones. The quick primer, or if you prefer, primer, although that's incorrect.
Depends if you're English or American, right?
Right, is that there are two kinds of 5G. A potentially very fast mm wave network that is short range, has poor signal characteristics, and is hard to roll out, and a sub-6 gigahertz 5G, which is more like an iterative step of 4G with better signal characteristics and a better shot at worldwide rollout, but with less of a revolutionary speed increase. So what kind is in your neighborhood, if either? Who knows? They won't tell you.
Neither, probably.
Right. Or neither or the lower-end one, and they get to call it 5G and pretend it's super fast. Anyway, prices start at about $700 and go up to about $1,100. The new iPhone comes with a new Apple chip, the A14 Bionic. The A14 is a 6-core chip with 2 high-performance cores and 4 high-efficiency cores, which means they're slower. It's all... There's also a 4-core GPU for graphics. One surprise is the resurrection of the MagSafe brand. There is a charger and several compatible cases for MagSafe on the market already, and you'll need to buy something because the new phones don't come with a charger or headphones without reducing the price.
They come with a cable that you plug into your computer to charge it.
Yeah. The HomePod Mini is, well, the smaller HomePod. It has Siri, automatic sound optimization, and auto sync in-room or across your house. You can also use it as an intercom. It's $100. As with the Google announcements earlier, this is mostly evolutionary, not revolutionary. And without that wow factor, financial analysts are wondering about the long-term sales potential of iPhones as they worry about Android phones too. Once the die-hard fanboys soothe their flagging egos by scooping up the new hotness, will those second and third tier buyers line up? Possibly. Despite high unemployment, in a recent survey, 1 in 3 people said they plan on getting the new iPhone this year. Although almost 75% of people think that Apple should charge less for the iPhone due to COVID-19 and the lack of a charger, and 36% of Americans say they are planning to reduce the cost of their cell phone as a result of the pandemic. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is... Are you planning on getting the new iPhone 12? Your choices are, absolutely, wish I could afford it, not on your tin type, and of course, other. So far, we've got 21 votes. All but one of them are not on your tin type. One is, I wish I could afford it. And of course, if you selected other, or if you just have more to say about this, Head on over to our website at soundbites.org. That is bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. Scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, and you'll see the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 17 Oct 20. Are you planning on getting the new iPhone 12? And, of course, you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can even text us at 585-205-8887. But when you call, not when you text, but when you call, first you will talk to one of our great volunteers who are standing by to take your pledge. That's right. We're in a pledge drive. This is the second week of, I believe, three. And we're hoping this time around, we only come to you twice a year. We're asking for a total of $65,000 because, like everybody else, our costs have gone up as well. And I know these are perilous economic times and lots of people are out of work and everything else. But as it is striking you, it is also striking us. And let's face it, you're stuck at home. You need this kind of entertainment and diversion more than ever. So we would appreciate it. And we need you more than ever. So please reach deep and into your hearts. And shallowly into your wallets and make the call and make the pledge. Throughout the show, we'll be talking about some of the levels at which you can participate in some of the great benefits that you get along with those. They're not gifts. They're something else. I don't remember what the word is. But we'll appreciate
benefits.
Benefits. That's what I said, with benefits.
Yeah.
So if you would make that call at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, or text us at 585-205-8887. Will you count on us? And we're counting on you more than ever. We need your support. In the meantime, we will go to the phones. Our first caller is Cheryl from Rochester, New York. Hi, Cheryl. What's up?
Hi. I am a member.
Yay!
And I really appreciate all you guys do.
Thank
Very
you.
I had a problem with my Chromebook this morning. I was trying to get on a website, and I could tell it was like a redirect, which I know doesn't usually happen on Chromebooks. It told me it wasn't a secure site, which I know the site very well. It said the domain name was for sale, which I know it's not. So I tried to restart the Chromebook thinking, you know, something had picked up and I would just lose it when I restarted.
Right.
So when I go to sign in, put in my email, go to put the password in, and then I get a message that says, something like restore your local data, put in your old Chromebook password, almost like I was starting a new Chromebook or something. But I've had this for almost a year. So I restarted it again. I thought maybe there was still something going on there, but I'm not sure why that's happening, and I'm not sure what they mean by my old Chromebook password. You know, I thought maybe I put the password in wrong. You know, sometimes it'll lock it up if you put the wrong password in a couple times.
Is the date and time correct? Can you see that on your screen? Because that's what causes website security errors, because your clock is wrong, and so the dates on the certificate don't match up, or their clock is wrong. Or coincidentally, that site's certificate expired yesterday or last week.
Yeah, or, well, yes, okay, a couple of different things. Did you?
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
It's not the site, because I was able to get on the site on my phone.
Okay. What it sounds like has happened is that there's been some sort of corruption in the Chrome book itself. How old is this Chromebook?
I think a little less than a year.
Yeah. It does sound like there's been some sort of corruption somewhere. One thing you should be able to do is power wash it. And what that will do is completely erase everything and start it as if it were a brand new Chromebook. Now, if you have any files that are not up backed up in the cloud, you would lose those. Unless you put them on an external storage device like an SD card and you pop that out before you power wash. But if you power wash and then log in with your Google username and password, it will restore it with everything. I've done this more than once on old Chromebooks that are really I should just lay them quietly to rest at this point. But what happens is much of what you do, anything that you do in the Chromebook itself that doesn't involve saving files to the hard drive, is backed up to your Google account. So, for example, I actually had to power wash this machine at one point, and it didn't fix my problem, but I power washed it. And it took a few minutes, and everything came back. All my apps, my background, everything came back, just not the Linux container. Luckily, I had backed all of that stuff up, but everything else came back just fine. So power washing it is not a difficult thing to do, and it doesn't damage the PowerBook at all, but you would lose any data you did not have backed up.
Yeah, I think everything I've done on that has pretty much been Gmail. You know, I think everything's backed up to, you know, Google's cloud. But my question is, can I get to that power wash if I can't log in? Can you do that from the sign-in screen?
So what you really need to do, right?
Google also calls it factory settings.
Right, factory reset, right. So what you should be able to do is press Control-Alt-Shift-R.
And you made fun of us for our weird key commands.
Well, we're just following your lead. If you don't want to be a leader, then say so.
Yeah.
can you say that one more time?
Control-Alt-Shift-R for reset. Restart, I suppose. And there will be a box that pops up, and you select Power Wash and continue. And then wait a while, depending on how fast your network is. I'm on green light. Sorry. I'm on a fast connection, so it only...
You got to put a dollar in the green light jar.
Yeah. I'm trying, trust me.
Yeah. Depending on how fast your network connection is, it can take anywhere from a few minutes to 10 or 15. So just be patient. But what it will do, what that will do is set it back to factory reset. So then when you do log in, the first thing it'll do is update again to the latest, and then you'll restart again. But again, once you're done with it, your machine will be as if it were factory new. Now, the only way that would not work is if there is an error with your SSD card, the solid state drive that's in your machine. If there's an error on that that cannot be fixed, then power washing will not fix that either.
And if it's less than a year, it's probably still under warranty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you power wash it and that doesn't fix it, then it is time to make that call to get it under warranty repair.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give that a try.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So Chromebooks, while they are in many ways considered, miracle devices by many people, the reality is that they are just computers.
Yep.
And they are prone to the same hardware physical problems that every computer is prone to.
Yeah.
And there's no magic there. I don't care what machine you have. I have a friend who's got an iPhone, and he tends to be rough with it, tossing it on the table, and it's fumble finger, drops it everywhere. So he calls me up. He says, my iPhone's not working. I said, I've seen you handle your iPhone, and I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
And he said, it starts it has trouble, won't turn on, flickery screen. Yes.
Just because there's no spinning hard drive doesn't mean you still can't break.
Right, exactly. And I told him, you've got to, I didn't give him your name. I don't know if he calls you or not. That was just last night. But
and the usual first step is erase and reinstall it.
Right. And that's what a power wash does. And often enough, what you have happen is look, every solid state drive, every drive of any sort has bad sectors. They're bad cells in an SSD, but who cares what it's called? The point is, they go bad. And if they go bad on something critical, then your system won't boot. Or, as in Cheryl's case, other weird stuff can happen. But when you power wash it, or when you erase and reinstall, what happens is part of that process is often the system will reinitialize that SSD card. Reformatted essentially, and that theoretically will block out the bad cells. So it's now a slightly smaller drive, but it's a clean drive.
And a lot of drives come over provisioned.
Right.
So if it's a 512 gig drive, it might have 520 gig on it, just so it can over map out those bad blocks.
Right. And so you still have a usable machine. But with less, although not necessarily less than you thought you were getting, storage on it. So power washing or reinstalling your operating system on any machine often will solve those kinds of hardware problems. The other problems, of course, could be bad RAM. You know, hardware is hardware, and you can have a machine for 20 years and all the RAM is great. And you can have a machine for a week and all the RAM goes bad. So if the RAM has gone bad, well, then you're kind of done. Depending on what model you have, you may not be able to replace the RAM. So maybe soldered in. But, you know, that's luckily Cheryl is still under warranty if it's less than a year old. So she should be able to get it repaired or replaced with no cost to her. But, yeah, the reality is that it's seriously just a hardware device, and they can go bad. All right, let's take a minute while you give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or text us at 585-205-8887. Look, if you don't call with a question, I'll talk about the pledge drive. If you do call with a question, we'll answer your question.
And we'll also talk about the pledge drive.
And we'll also talk about the pledge drive. Two for one. Okay, so we are in the midst of a pledge drive. As you know, we come to you only twice a year and ask you to help support this station. We are truly member-supported. We don't have any government funding at any level. We don't get national, state, local, any money at all. There's nobody who walks in off the street and hands us money unless they're a member of the station. And that's you, quite honestly. We're just like every other publicly supported entity on the planet, and that includes shareware and freemium devices and apps that you can run for free or pay for. Fewer than 10% of the people who download any of those things or listen to this or any other type of station, fewer than 10% of you are actually members. The rest of you are not. And I won't use the word freeloader, but that's a term others have used. And you don't want to be that. You want to be a member. You want to hold your head up proudly. You want to tell everybody that you are, in fact, a proud supporter of Soundbites and this station. And it's easy enough to do. You can become a member. One of the ways you can become a member, actually, is at Jazzomatic. And what that is for a minimum pledge of $10 a month. It can be more if you want it to be, of course. But for a minimum pledge of $10 a month, you can be a Jazzomatic member. You tell us how many months, you tell us the amount, and we just take that out of your account every month. You don't even have to think about it. And we only do it for the number of months you tell us. So if you were to say, for example, I want to give you 10 bucks a month for a year, that's all we do. And that, by the way, puts you at the $120 membership level, which is the hey, nice shirt level. And you get two of our enhanced member cards, and we'll talk about those later too, plus the white Soundbite short sleeve T-shirt, which I'm actually wearing. There it is.
I'm gonna aim that down.
Soundbites T-shirt. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and you could have your very own at the $120 level. There are other levels. The $120 level is only 33 cents a day, and that's cheap enough, believe me. And yes, like I said, parlous economic times, we're all feeling the pinch, but this station is also feeling the pinch. And to be honest, we'd like to stay on the air. We'd like to continue to bring you this show every week, but we can't do it if we're not here. And we're not here if you don't become a member. It really, it's simple logic. If A, then B, then C. And it just follows right along simply and easily. So please make that call, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. All you have to do is go to that website, click the big blue Donate Now button, scroll down until you see the Soundbite stuff, pick your level, pick your amount, pick your pledge, fill it up, done, you're done, done. Takes less than 2 minutes, even if you're a slow typist. And it then gives you plenty. Of enjoyment all year long. You can listen to this station guilt-free for an entire year without any guilt at all, and it'll be great. We've had a whole bunch of people who've pledged last week. I want to thank each and every one of those. It's in alphabetical order. I don't have them in alphabetical order, nor am I going to name all of them because it would take a while. But we need more people to become members. That's simply the way it has to go. I don't think we have enough time to take the next call. We'll wait until after the break. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. Be patient. We'll get to you in a moment. If you're not on the line, why? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or text us at 585-205-8887. And, of course, those two live phone lines will also get you someone asking if you'd like to make a pledge. And those people are lovely. You should talk to them. But if you don't want to talk to a human being, go to jazz901.org. Click that big blue Donate Now button. And I'm talking to you, all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who listen to our podcast all week long. I know the numbers. I don't know who it is. I just know that there are a lot of you. And if each one of you just gave $35, this pledge would be over. It would be way over. So, yes.
And that's for the whole station, not just our sort of portion of it.
Right. Yeah. If every single one of you made that pledge, even if every one of you gave $10, we'd be so close. So please feel free to make that call, make that pledge, do it online. You can do it online all week. Scroll down till you see the Soundbite stuff so we get a pat on the back, which is really all we get. But we'd like to stay on the air, and we'd like to keep bringing you this stuff. And we can't do that if you do not make that call and make that pledge. So please do so. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 30 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you as we continue to be solely member supported. Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
I'm choked up that Dave's not here.
Yeah. And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Before we get back to the phone, let's thank Dave, who was kind enough to give us an additional gift. As you heard, we are music 24/7 during the week. On the weekends, there's a whole lot of really interesting stuff that goes on. You can also listen to a live stream online or through the Jazz 90.1 app. Many of you are listening to this show through the Jazz 90.1 app. You can see this show on YouTube. You can do, how else? Through your smart speakers. You can listen through the smart speakers. There are 15 of you currently, and now 16, because I'm now one, watching us on the YouTube stream. You can download the podcast all week, and I know many hundreds of you do that. Why are you not members? None of that is free. Absolutely none of that is free. We would love to have you become a member. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you're doing that, now this is a pact we're making with each other. While you're doing that, we'll talk to Andy from Greece, New York. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Hey, Nick. Got an interesting conundrum here. Email. I'm doing it on my Chromebook. I go to the Roadrunner website. It's all on their servers. The last couple weeks, I've noticed images in the email are starting to show up as broken, and it seems to happen more and more. And at first, it'd be just like a newsletter I get from Car and Driver. There'd be odd ones here and there. The links all still work, so I can read the story. I just don't see the picture that came in the email. And it started affecting some of my Amazon mail, where they were trying to tell me about new books or whatever, the image for the book wouldn't be there. And then last night I got one from Spectrum, and they're trying to tell me I should be doing something, and the three images that composed the letter were all broken. And at first I was thinking Spectrum was doing something, but since it broke its own email, I didn't think so. Anything going on that you've heard of, or maybe a setting I should be checking? I mean, I looked all over the place. I didn't see.
Yeah, some email.
You're in the web. You're in the web interface for each of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Some email programs will block images as a security precaution until you enable them, but on the web browser, they should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. I go in through Chrome, and I go to the Roadrunner site for, you know, log in, and it takes me in. But I've looked, and there's no place in there that says, you know, turn off HTML or do this or do that. I mean, I looked, and there's no settings. I mean, this thing's just there.
Do you have any security plugins like Ghostery or AdBlock? There may be something that are blocking links as a safety precaution.
No.
There's a command to run Chrome with nothing, Russ. Say a safe launch Chrome, something like that.
Yeah, you're right. I also see that. What I don't see is how to fix that. That should be doable. Filter, mute, remove markers. What's clearly happening here is that it is not showing images that aren't from the same website.
Same origin policy.
Right. I'm just looking to see where that would be changeable. I'm looking under general settings right now. That searches mail. It doesn't search settings. But that's clearly what's, oh, here we go. So if you go, in Gmail, I don't know how it works on Roadrunner because I don't have Roadrunner, but if you go in Gmail and you go to, settings, you have a choice of, well, now that's, I've lost it. There it is. If you go to settings under general, under images, you can always display external images or ask before displaying external images. in the browser itself, which is the three button, the three dot thing in the upper right corner under settings, if you search for images, no, that really doesn't do it. But if you have something like uBlock Origin or one of those things, it will also block images for you.
On the Spectrum website, it's under Settings, under Emails, and then Automatically Show Images can be turned on or off.
I'm sorry. Settings, Email, Images.
Yeah, Automatically Show Images in Email.
Okay.
Usually on a message.
How did you get to that?
On the webmail interface, I went to the Settings icon.
Okay.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
So when you
open the little gear,
mine just says settings.
Okay.
In the bar, the black bar at the top, I have email, contacts, and settings.
Okay.
In Gmail, whenever you open a message, for example, I just opened one that had an image in it, and I do not see the image. But at the top of the message, but under my name is a line that says images are not displayed. And I have two choices that I can click on. One is display images below, and the other is always display images from this person, this email address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking for that in the Spectrum one, and I don't see that option.
Yeah, but it is in the Gmail one. So if you... and of course, the reason you don't normally see the images is because they're often used to send bad stuff to people,
or even just a white pixel as an image. Then they know your browser opened that message and can send you more junk.
Right. So if you trust this message, you can turn on display images below, and I'm about to do that. And lo, there's my image, and in addition, you could always display images from that particular sender. I don't trust anybody enough to do that, but I suppose you could if you wanted to. But yeah, so there's a setting right on the Gmail page, and it's easy to miss because it's in between the person who sent it, which is at the top of the.
I don't have the problem in Gmail though. It's only when I go into Roadrunner.
Oh, well, then the other answer will fix that for you. And what Steve said will fix that for you.
All right, so we got to go into open up the webmail interface.
Okay, I got people waiting. You have? Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
We'll try it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Sorry, but we've got people waiting. We'll get to them in a minute. In the meantime, I will thank Gary. Thank you, Gary, for you. Oh, well, that's. Oh, of course I did. It's a touch screen, and I touched it. Thank you for your membership. We do have multiple levels of membership, which are available, and you can ask our volunteers, our lovely volunteers who are standing by. One is Steve's wife, Shirley. I knew that. I was about to say it. Shirley, Ray. And
I am serious.
Yeah. And was there someone else? There was someone else at one point. Are they still here?
Marie was there earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Marie, for sitting around. If you are not a member, really, I don't know why you're not a member. That's silly. You should be a member. Go do that right now. In the meantime, we'll talk to David from Rochester, New York. Hi, David. What's up?
Hi. A big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I have two closely related questions concerning Apple TV.
Sure.
I recently purchased an iPad, and it came with a one-year free subscription to Apple TV. And I've been playing around with it on the iPad, and I noticed that it is a portal for all kinds of streaming services. So I guess my threshold question is, since I have to pay a monthly charge for a subscription to Apple TV after the free 1 year expires. It's not clear to me what features I'm getting by using that Apple TV as opposed to like a smart TV or something with an Amazon Fire Stick that also gives you access to all these.
Or a Roku box or a Chromecast or any of those things, yeah. Right?
The basic idea is that there are thousands and thousands of channels available on Apple TV, and I haven't looked lately, but that was more than the other boxes.
Right.
But all the boxes have...
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, all the boxes have the same, you know, like five core Netflix, Hulu, Amazon.
Right.
But the Apple TV box is the only one that lets you get to the Apple TV shows on Apple TV's own shows. Right. It also has games available. There's a lot of casual games you can play on it, too.
I see.
And, there may be more channels for something you're interested in that you don't have on the other boxes.
Right. So there is some value being given. Okay.
Yeah. If you go into the App Store on the Apple TV, you can see the apps that are there and browse through the different sections of apps to see see what there's something you might like. Okay.
The big difference is that only Apple TV has Apple TV.
Apple TV. So that's the tricky bit. So there's the Apple TV hardware box.
Right.
Then there's the Apple TV app, and then there's the Apple TV Plus service.
Right.
And the Apple TV Plus service is the thing he's getting free for a year.
Right. And that has the shows on it that are made by Apple.
Right. And if you want one of the others, like HBO Max or Amazon Prime or any of that, you would pay for those separately. And then whether or not you pay for the Apple TV Plus streaming service next year, you can still keep those and continue to pay for them.
Right, but I would still have to pay for the Apple TV software program itself.
That's free.
I don't use the Plus.
No, the Apple TV software is free.
Oh, it is. Okay.
What you're paying for is that Apple TV Plus streaming service. I know it's confusing.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's nobody at Apple smart enough to name something differently.
Well, it's Apple TV Plus.
Oh, Plus. Right.
The Plus.
You got the Apple TV.
Yeah, and now this is the Plus.
And this is the Plus. Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, their hardware, the box, is also called Apple TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what he's got is an iPad with Apple TV Plus, not Apple TV.
No. The iPad comes with the free Apple TV software, and you optionally subscribe to the Plus service.
Why do you need the Apple TV software if you can load HBO Max and all those other services separately? Or can't you anymore?
You can. What Apple is trying to do with their own software is make that be a central point for all of your streaming services.
Okay.
So they can all live in that one program. So whatever next show you're watching on whatever service it happens to be on will show up in the Apple TV app.
Right. Now, if I have the Apple box, which I have one of their first generation Apple TV boxes that I was using with a MacBook, but now I'm using just an iPad, can I sync, for example, through my iPad, sync my photos onto the television screen and sync show the Apple TV Plus movies, for example, on my television?
Yes. Your photos you would sync to iCloud, and then the Apple TV box can read the photos from iCloud.
Okay.
And you can also mirror your iPad screen to the Apple TV box and then therefore to your television. If you swipe down from the upper right-hand corner on your iPad screen, that will bring up Control Center. And one of the options is to mirror your screen, and it will mirror the screen to the TV. So everything you see on your iPad screen shows up on the TV.
Well, this should work with one of the early generations of the Apple TV.
Yeah, any of the black Apple TV box, the first generation silver Apple TV box was completely different.
Right. This is a black one.
Yeah.
And it also no longer recognizes my password. That's a whole other issue. I'll get that squared away with Apple, I guess. But,
The earlier Apple TV boxes were limited to a couple of dozen channels. In the third generation and now the fourth generation Apple TV box, you have the App Store and can get the thousands of channels.
Right. Great. Okay, well, you've clarified this for me. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
And Apple did just extend the free trial for another 3 months.
Nice.
So there's been a lot of Wall Street and financial questions about how much Apple's making from the TV Plus service. And the short answer right now is they're not.
Right.
There are very few people actually paying for subscription because you get a free year when you buy a device. So only those of us that have old devices where we haven't bought a new one lately are paying a subscription. The one show that I really liked was the moon one. What was the name of that one? It was an alternate history where Russia got to the moon first for all mankind. That was pretty interesting. Very reminiscent of Philip K. Dick and The Man in the High Castle.
Right.
Where Japan won the war.
I do have trouble subscribing to any service for one or two shows.
Right. And that's Apple TV Plus's big issue is they don't have a back catalog.
Right.
You know, you could read, so I just finished watching season two of The Boys on Amazon. Well, now there's 100 other shows, old shows I could watch too.
Right. Amazon we get because my wife is an Amazon Plus person for the coffee stand, because
mm-hmm.
then she gets free shipping and all the stuff she
right.
buys. So that's, to me, essentially free.
Yeah, me too. I got Amazon Prime for Christmas shopping
right.
like 5 years ago. And, oh, look at all this other stuff I get too.
Right. And I've been a Netflix subscriber for approximately 18,000 years.
Yeah.
I got the DVDs in the mail. That's how old I am. Anyway, we should get back to the phones. Our next caller is Gary from Rochester, New York. Hi, Gary. What's up?
Well, first of all, I just renewed my subscription. So,
thank you.
Best bargain in town.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
You've saved me thousands over the years.
Thank you.
And now you can do it again. I've got two quick questions. I use LibreOffice exclusively, and most of my friends use Word. And when I send them attachments or PDFs, they say they have a hard time opening them. What advice should I give them about how to do it? I just don't know why. One of the things that I do is that I send them it's a certain sort of document. I think it's an ODF document.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Is it?
Yeah, you need to send it as a PDF document.
Right. So if one of the nice things that LibreOffice has done for much, much longer than anybody else is allows you to save a document as a PDF.
Okay.
Once you have saved it so you write it in as an open document and you save it and you get it done. Once you've done with the document and you've saved it for real, then save it as a PDF. You can then email that to someone, and they can open it easily.
Thank you. That's a big help.
You can also save it as a Word document.
Oh, you can?
If you want. Yeah, LibreOffice lets you do a billion great things.
Yeah.
So you can save it as a Word document if you want them to be able to edit it.
Okay.
Obviously, a PDF means they, without a lot of extraneous knowledge, they can't change it in any way.
And expensive software.
Right, and expensive software.
Right.
They can't change it in any way. So that's nice if you're sending, for example, contracts and things like that.
This wouldn't be like that at all. It's a committee, and none of us, well, maybe one of us, is a native internet person. We're all in our, most of us are in our 70s, and one person is in his 80s, and so we struggle along, and
sure.
I think that's part of it. But that's a tremendous help. So that's the first question. The second one is wanting to switch over to Greenlight, and we still have Frontier, and my wife still likes the webmail that Yahoo gives her now. Can she keep that webmail if I switch over to Greenlight?
Absolutely, she can.
Because Yahoo took over from Frontier
yep.
Mail.
Yep. Well, look, Greenlight is completely agnostic about dang near everything.
It gets you to the internet.
That's all they do.
What you do want when the internet is your own choice.
Right. And and they don't even give you an email address.
No, they don't. No.
Right. So you can use, if you want to use Yahoo or Hotmail or Outlook or Gmail, they don't care.
Yeah, I'm switching over to Gmail, but my wife wants to keep that web-based But you know how it is. With,
yeah, sure. Well, yeah, you can get to Gmail on the web as well,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, good. Could I give you an unsolicited endorsement?
Please.
So, some of the best advice you ever gave me was to go to a local computer store rather than buying online or from a big box store. And particularly for average users, it's a great resource. You pay a little more because they can't give you they can't buy in volume the way a big box store can.
Right.
But it's the support and the small business ethic that if you're a good customer, then you get good service and you can negotiate with them. And it's really well worth it. And I was so sorry that Enright Computer closed, but offline, Dave Enright steered me to another local person, and it really worked out.
Good. Well, I have always said buy locally.
Yeah.
And support your local stuff, just like you support this local station.
Of course.
We appreciate that. You know, if you're me or you're Steve, you can buy from anywhere.
Sure.
You don't need this. Well, Steve, of course, we know what he's going to buy. But, we could buy anything from anywhere.
That's right.
And support it ourselves. But 99% of the people cannot.
No.
And they should go somewhere where they have support, where
That's
they have
right.
a face to look at.
Right.
There's sure, there are faces, but most of them don't shave yet at the big box stores. And I know there are a lot of there are some very, very fine people working at some of the big box stores.
There are.
I joke about it, but there are some very fine people. But there's not the immediacy of this is my store.
That's right.
I own it, and I want to keep you as a customer.
Yep.
Sure they do. Yep, that's it. Well, that's my endorsement, and everybody else should pay up so that you guys stay on the air.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you.
Thank you,
Gary.
Okay. Good luck with the drive.
Thank you. I hope we do $1 billion. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Yet another unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen.
Also should say another good place is the local users groups that you can get together. Although, you know, these days we're all doing virtual meetings. In fact, unfortunately, both the Apple group and the PC group met this past week. So get away another month
for that. We'll meet tomorrow night.
And Jesse, I got this weird message from some guy, Ask Nick C.
Yeah.
Someone else had Ask Nick?
No.
On your own service.
No, Ask Nick C is,
you're the control.
Look, we're done with the first hour of this nonsense, but we've got a whole nother hour of it coming along. We'll have a lot more of Steve Ray, a whole lot more of Michael Oden, and possibly even some of me, Nick Francesco. You can give us a call and make your pledge to Shirley Ray at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to Shirley, and I don't know why not, she's a lovely human being, you could pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You count on us, and we're counting on you. Like Gary said, now more than ever, Jazz 90.1 needs your support. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites, right here on the truly great and truly grateful to you that we're member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Facebook at Jazz 901 FM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. And hey, Well, you give us a call with both your pledge and your question at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. I will tell you what the benefits are. I told you, if you're not going to call in with questions, you're going to hear about the pledge drive. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Click the big blue Donate Now button. Scroll down until you see the soundbite stuff and use that. Let's talk a little bit about the $90.10 member level. Get it? 90.10? Get it? Not Jazz 901? Okay. Anyway, you have a choice of the white or white and blue zippered tote bag or the navy baseball cap, one of which I have here. I love this baseball cap. It's really a well. I can't put it on because I've got the headphones on.
Supposed to put the hat on first and then the headphones.
There's an idea. Hold on. Those of you watching online, did I rip out my hearing aids? No, I did not. All right. There we are. And on it goes.
That sort of works.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's not comfortable, but I don't really care. You can get the navy baseball cap, as you can see here. Feel free to put a comment in the YouTube chat as to how great I look in it. Keep it clean, whatever else you do. You can get the blue ceramic coffee mug. I have one, and I love it. It's great. Or you can get two Jazz 90.1 shopping bags. And whichever one of those you get, you also get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card. What an amazing thing that is. Whether you are going out, which you better not be doing nowadays, but even if you're ordering in, there's lots of places you can use the member card and get a discount. Some of them are BOGO, buy one, get one. Some of them are 50% off or 30% off or whatever it is. Trust me, particularly now that we're ordering in a lot, we've more than made our money back this year on that card. More than made our money back on that card. And starting at the $90.10 level, you get that card. At the $120 level,
you said, before you move out, you can see what those benefits are of the member card at the station, jazz901.org. Under that member card benefit, it has a list of all of the local restaurants and hotels and any place that supports that card.
Right.
And you can always change your region, because that card is good in other cities as well. So if you're going to travel somewhere, you can see what happens in that other city.
And you can use the card there.
Yep.
And by the way, keep checking that site, because they're always, always adding new places. So go ahead and do that. And that Jazz member card, if you join at the $120 level or above, which is still only 33 cents a day, you get two of those cards, plus whatever other benefit comes with that. But those member cards come in handy. Wife loves hers. I love mine. We're at a level that lets us have two of them, so there's no fighting. And then I make an additional gift so my daughter can have one, so there's really no fighting. If you take a look at the website or when you talk to Shirley, when you call in, she can tell you what various levels of membership are. And remember, we have the Jazz-O-Matic membership for a minimum of $10 a month. And you tell us how many months, that just magically comes out of your account, and you don't even have to think about it. It's painless. It's less money than you might think, and it comes out once a month. But you get whatever level of membership. So if you say $15 a month for a year, that's $180, which puts you at the $150 level. And you get two membership cards, the Soundbites short sleeve t-shirt and the baseball cap, or the Jazz 90.1 tote bag and the Soundbites mouse pad, or for the $150 level, you can get the new Soundbites wireless phone charger, which works with both Android and iPhone.
Gee.
Chi. Exactly right. It's Chi. It's a Chi controller. QI. Chi. And for those of you who are fanboys and are rushing out to get that new iPhone 12, this charger will work with that. So you're all set. You have your brand new iPhone on your brand new Soundbites wireless phone charger, and man, you're the hottest thing since laser sliced bread. So make that call, make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Of course, you can also text your questions at 585-205-8887, as I believe someone has done.
Yes, we have a question on the text line from Rich. And he is asking, have you heard if there is a problem with IMAP on the iPad or iPhone of Frontier Mail?
Yes. Frontier does not support IMAP. It only supports POP. So you have to set up IMAP using the Yahoo server addresses on your iPad with your Frontier email address.
And password,
yeah. We've posted a couple of times, if you go back a few pages in the Soundbites posting links I heard in the show, we have links to the Yahoo email addresses.
Or you can search the posts, scrolling down on the right, just above Fascinating Stuff.
There's a little search, isn't
there? You can search the posts, and if you put in Frontier and then actually hit enter, changing your Frontier email settings, IMAP server settings for Frontier Yahoo Mail, IMAP servers for Frontier.
So we've mentioned it quite a few times here.
quite a few times. So you'll be able to find all of those things by searching. And you do have to scroll down to find the search box in the right-hand side, but there is a whole section called Search Posts.
I also have a secondary, not question as much as comment on Frontier, from a former Frontier employee that says, tell Gary that when he is ready to leave Frontier, he needs to ask for email for life.
Yeah.
A few days after ending the service, check to be certain that the email is still working.
Yeah, normally when you cancel your internet service subscription, which you will when you leave Frontier, your services stop, which includes email.
Right.
Most of the providers will continue your email address for you if you ask for it. But in Frontier's case, you have to ask for it.
You must ask for
must
it.
Must ask for it.
Then check.
Yeah.
The point here is that many of us, our online identity is our email address.
Yeah.
And
it's worse than physically moving house.
Right.
To change your email address and let everyone know your new email address.
Right. That's why we all often tell people, get a Gmail address, get an Outlook address, get a, you know, that sort
iCloud.
Of thing. iCloud address, that sort of thing, so that it is not connected with any, well, iClouds are connected with Apple and Outlook is connected, you know, yeah, fine, we get that. But that's they're not connected with your email, with your internet provider. And that means that even if you change your provider, you can keep that email.
And it is now getting possible to change providers. We are moving into having more than two providers.
That's exactly right. And particularly if you're moving into, say, Greenlight. Sorry, there's another buck in the jar. If you're moving into Greenlight, you're going to find that they don't give you an address. They don't care where your email is. That's up to you. You can do whatever you want with that. All they provide is a connection to the internet, a very fast connection to the internet. So you can get your email anywhere you want it, and it's it behooves you to go to somewhere like Gmail or wherever, and get it there. So you can do that pretty easily, quite frankly. Steve Ray's put a thumbs up in the YouTube chat. I think for the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks good. There are 17 of you watching now. Only one of you has thumbs up the actual feed. But yeah, you can join us on the feed on YouTube. You can be listening to the stream through your favorite streaming app. TuneIn, your smart speaker, or the Jazz 90.1 app, which also lets you look back on all of the old sound bites. The entire archive is available through the app. And by the way, excuse me. I know that many hundreds of you listen to the podcast every week during the week. We would love to have you as members as well. You can pledge securely online all week long. And in fact, even after this ends. But don't wait, because, you know, when you procrastinate, you forget. So do it right now. If you're not sitting at home in front of your computer while you're listening to this, write it on your hand. Or, you know, tie a string around your finger, break
Alexa,
off a tooth, whatever it
remind
takes.
Remind me to pledge to Jazz 90.1. Hey, Sam.
It's a whole bunch of people who are now hearing, yep. When would you like that reminder?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah, right, and never is not an option. So, yeah, definitely, please, we need your support. We need everyone to make a call and make the pledge. When you do, I'm not going to say if, but when you do, you will be smugly secure in the knowledge that you have kept this station on the air. And as we all know, everyone who pledges is both smarter, sexier, happier than anybody else. So make that call. This is void. We're prohibited by law.
Yeah. Opinions expressed are not necessarily the...
right.
They probably are, but
any
not necessarily.
Right-thinking
yeah.
human being. Right. But yeah, so definitely, please make the call. Make the pledge. We have quite a number of people who are not members. And I don't know why. And in fact, frankly, I'd like to know why. It's you know, even a $5 donation, a $10 donation helps us reach our goal. So if you are uninterested in that, well, we'd like to know why. Is this Danny? Penny, sorry. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Our next caller is not that person. There we go. Is Penny from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Penny. What's up?
I am originally from Rochester, but I'm in Florida now. How are you?
Hi there. Well, how are things in Florida?
It's nice and warm and the usual Florida fall. So, you know, nice. It's something.
Right.
So, hey, guys. I need some help with Facebook. So just to give you as short as possible feedback. My main problem is that although I am an administrator for two pages, this problem seems to be mostly with one of my pages. I am aware of it that Facebook did some kind of an upgrade or something as of lately. So, but even before that, I already had a problem, photo albums only. I am trying to change my privacy setting, and I have tried all the tricks I know. I even managed to convert back to the classic form because I thought maybe that's where I created my photo album, so maybe that's where I can change the privacy settings. So it seems like that only on that page, all my photo albums come up locked in to public. I don't mind some of them being public, but two or three of them, I just for many reasons, privacy reasons, obviously, I would desperately want to change them to friends only or maybe only me. I read all the instructions, and I know in the past in the drop-down menu, there was an option, privacy settings. It doesn't come up anymore.
Right.
The other option, which is something to do with choose your audience, it's not an option.
Right.
I want to, okay, so for example, one of my album has some 53, 55 photos with some descriptions, etc. So at this point, I am trying not to delete the album. So I even came up with the bright idea.
That okay, Penny. Facebook did in fact change the way privacy settings work and where they are. So what you need to do is open your photo. Well, first, apparently now the way you get to it is by clicking your profile picture in the top right of Facebook. That brings you to your settings.
One of them.
Right.
No, but anyway.
One of the choices will be photos.
Right.
Then albums.
Yes.
Then click the album you want to change the privacy settings for. In the top right corner is a little dash.
Yes.
Then you click Edit Album.
Correct. I did that.
Then you click Friends to control who can see your album.
It's not an option.
You don't see friends?
There's a difference between your photos and a page you manage photos. And that's the trick.
Okay, so I already thought of that. And I went into the privacy setting in generic. And in the privacy setting, if there is a question, who do you want your posting? Not separate the photos, just post. Who do you want to see? And then at this point, I mean, whenever I set it up for public, and I think it's all bundled into under this, and now it doesn't allow me to change it. So I know how to open it, and it's just locked. And that's why I was going to tell you that I came up with the bright idea that I'm going to create a new album, at which point the option should come up for privacy setting.
Right.
And then transfer all my locked-in photos from that album into the new one, and then the empty old album I just delete.
Right.
But when I try to create a new album, it already comes up with a locked-in public. So that's why I am thinking that somehow something happened in the setting. By the way, it used to come up in the past, like maybe even 6 weeks ago. So, and now I am just totally locked in and only on one of my pages. And I tried, like, that's why I said I tried to create a new album, and even the new album comes up as public. So
yep.
I am just wondering that under, when I marked on the main setting, it's just asking me for generically for posts. How do I want them? And I don't mind my posts to stay public because that's fine. But then it doesn't separate the photo. So I think the photo is bundled into that privacy setting on the main setting under post.
Right. I apologize. I didn't realize you were talking about a Facebook page. As of 2019, you can no longer hide photos on a Facebook page from the public. That includes business pages, celebrity pages. So anything you upload to a Facebook page will automatically be public. You don't get to change that. Facebook doesn't care. So only on your private pages can you make an album or an individual photo private.
Okay, so the page I am talking, I am administrator of two pages. One of them is my private page where I have no problem individually or just one, album in a whole to change. But on my business page,
right,
that's where I'm having the problem. I wasn't aware of it. Where did you find that in that remark? I mean, it didn't come up for me anywhere.
Yeah, it's just in, I actually found it in the middle of a discussion on something else entirely. They're saying it's a thing about how to hide albums on Facebook, and in the middle of that they say, of course, as you know, it is no longer possible to hide photos on Facebook page from the public, including business pages or celebrities pages, only your private site.
Also, am I a celebrity?
Yes.
With a public page, yes.
Yes. If you have a public page, it's Facebook, congratulations, you're a Facebook celebrity.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, there just simply is no way.
Okay, so then I have no option but to delete those albums. And before I do, make sure that I download the pictures and they are all safe, et cetera, et cetera.
I wonder if there's a way to make a public page private so then you can change the settings.
Not if I don't. Well, that's a good question. But she could certainly create an album on her personal page.
I had this page for 15 years. I don't know for long. So I don't recall ever in the past to list this page as the page itself public. But it is my business page. So I wonder if Facebook just took it upon themselves and decided that's my public business page. Or something
in 2019,
like
they did, yes.
And it looks like there is a way to make a public page private.
But then it's private.
Yeah.
And
no one can see it.
Right.
You have to invite people specifically.
Right.
How do I do that, or is it too long for you guys?
I can post it here. Actually, it's an article in the Business Insider.
Right. We'll post it. We'll post it on our website at soundbites.org.
Great.
That's Bites with a Y.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Penny.
So
yeah.
It's interesting because one of the basic tenets of Facebook is you publish everything.
Right.
So they probably say, well, why would you want to make something private? The whole point of Facebook is to publish things.
Right.
Well,
right.
Sometimes we don't want to publish something to everybody.
Well, right. Too bad, because Facebook is...
Yeah.
Right. They don't care. Listen, Mark Zuckerberg famously said, privacy is dead. He meant it, and he's making it that way.
Did you see him see any of the testimony of the four CEOs before
I watched some of it, but I didn't see all of it.
Yeah, the Monopoly Committee.
Right.
Somebody asked him why Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet got deleted, and his whole performance was interesting. That he would confer with his lawyer, and then lean to the microphone. I believe that was Twitter, sir. I own Facebook.
Yeah, I remember that. I did see that.
Yeah. So he had to confer with his attorney to answer simple questions.
Oh, yes. We did get another, member. This is an additional gift from friend of the show, Dolores. Thank you. Thank you, Dolores, for your very generous gift. We appreciate that. This is how we make our goal. This is how we keep these shows on the air. Not by us talking, not even by us answering your computer questions, but by you making a call and making a pledge. One of the interesting things that we've just started doing is we're on Jitsi now. Every Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, we used to be in Second Life, but now we're on Jitsi, and it's easy enough to get to us. It's just soundbites.org/Jitsi.
And I've got the link pinned to.
Right. Right, and that's pinned to the top of the...
We may have to cut down on some of those pins, because there's so many pinned that the actual new stuff we're posting is a little ways down.
Yeah. You can get rid of the backup one.
All right.
Unpin that. But normally, at Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, there will be a portal into the video chat. And right now, it's an experiment. There are other... Jitsi is pretty wide open, so if there's a problem, we'll move to another platform. But right now, Jitsi lets us do this for free without limits, and we can meet there. And we do that every night at 9 o'clock. That's just another service we
provide.
Every
Sunday night.
Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. All right. We're not there every night at 9 o'clock. We're there every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, I do that with people who are members of the Ask Nick newsletter. And we did that this week for the first time. It went very nicely. Not many people, which was good, because it's, I'm still getting used to it. Making it happen myself. So anybody who's a member of the Ask Nick newsletter at AskNick.com can join us and ask computer questions, or we'll talk about stuff. It's getting warm with this hat on in here.
That's a really interesting thing. Wearing a hat can make you feel warm no matter what else you're wearing.
Right.
Because most of the heat escapes out of the top of your head.
Well, that's not actually true, but it certainly seems that way.
Some of us don't have... protection on the
That's
top of our
head. That's because we have the solar panel for a sex machine.
So is that one of those false facts that
everybody believes?
The heat doesn't escape from the top of your
head? Actually, it escapes mostly from your nose, your nasal.
Your face?
Your face, yeah. The mask, as we singers call it. At any rate, we're in Jitsi on Sunday nights. From 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So wherever you are in the world, if you can be up at that time, you can join us online. We'll see how well that works. Jitsi does have an issue. They all have an issue. The more people who get on, the worse the connection becomes. If people keep their cameras off, then it's better. More people can get on. So that depends on the individual. But the more of you who join us, the more fun we'll have on Sunday nights. And again, if you're a member of If you're a member of Ask Nick, you can do that on Wednesday nights as well. And we're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 30 minutes after the hour. This is the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on the truly grateful to you that we are member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 35 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we are in a pledge drive. Let me talk about the... Oh, I did it again. Look at that. Let me talk again about one of the higher levels. At the dollar-a-day level, $365, which you can do, by the way, as Jazz-O-Matic.
And we'll even give you a leap day off.
We even give you a leap day off. It's exactly right. A free day. You get a free day. You get 2 Jazz 90.1 enhanced member cards, the Soundbites laptop and mouse pad, which must be picked up, by the way. The Soundbites has its own laptop bag. You can also get that at the $200 level. It's very cool. Or you can get the Soundbites t-shirt, the Jazz 90.1 baseball cap, and the mouse pad. I have all of those, so I was at that level, so. I'll be honest with you. Right now, I'm a big fan of the... If I were an iPhone owner or planning to get the new iPhone 12, I'd want to be a $150 donor. Mm-hmm. First, if you can afford an iPhone, you can afford $150. That's clear. But secondly, you can get the Soundbites wireless phone charger, which works with the new iPhones. And believe me, you'll be one of the few... because it is brand new. You will be in an elite group. You're already in an elite group if you're one of the people who buys an iPhone. So why not then join an even eliter group and become a Soundbites subscriber at the $150 level and get that Soundbites wireless phone charger. It's like, you know, Mensa is the top 2%, and there's something above that that's the top 1%. And something above that that's top 0.5%. So you can be in one of those upper levels by becoming a member. Becoming a member is ridiculously easy. Call us at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 and talk to the great Shirley Ray. If you don't want to talk to Shirley, who's a wonderful human being, but if you don't want to talk to her, you can pledge securely online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we encourage that, at jazz901.org. Click the Donate Now button and, donate. And again, let me speak to those of you, if you're going to listen, you're going to listen to me. Those of you who are listening on the podcast, there are hundreds of you who listen to this show every single week. Hundreds of you, many hundreds. And most of you are not members, and I don't know why. So I'd like you to become a member at any level, even if it's only a $5 or $10 donation. You don't get one of the benefits, but you become a member, and that makes it easy. And we do. We have hundreds and hundreds. I'm looking at the list. Again, I only know how many times the podcast was downloaded, not how many people, well, who you are, but I just know that it was downloaded X number of times. And there are many hundreds of you who listen to this podcast every single week. And I do not understand why you're not members. Maybe one of you could call up or send us a text or send me an email and explain it to me. why you're not a member. And like I said, even, you know, I'm out of work, et cetera, et cetera. If this is valuable to you, and it must be since you're downloading it every single week, then it must be worth something to you, $5, $10, whatever that number is, make a pledge. Just go to jazz901.org, hit the Donate Now button, make the pledge. It is simple, it is safe, it is secure, and it is swift. Simple, safe, secure, and swift. So you can do that easily online. For those of you who are currently listening to the show, you also can do that online, or you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. In an amazing coincidence, those are also the numbers you can use to give us a phone call, or you can text us at 585-205-8887. In the meantime, I will read... you knew this was coming. In the October patch Tuesday cumulative updates, Microsoft made a change that aims to tighten Windows verification of driver software. This change has been introduced to prevent malware from exploiting vulnerable hardware drivers to compromise a Windows 10 machine. That's a good thing. As part of these new security improvements, Microsoft says Windows 10 will block users from applying OEM or manufacturer drivers if Windows can't verify the software publisher. That's a bad thing. While the new driver verification model is important for security, this change could lead to driver errors on Windows 10 if Microsoft is unable to verify the drivers. There are two error messages that users might see when the verification fails. The first error message is Windows can't identify the publisher of this driver software, and the second is no signature was present in the subject. Both error messages imply that Windows found an improperly formatted catalog file while doing driver validation, and installation of the software driver will fail. If you get either or both of these errors when installing drivers from your OEM or driver vendor website, OEM is original equipment manufacturer, so that is the driver vendor website generally, or the CD that comes with it if there still is such a thing. Microsoft says you need to contact the manufacturer and ask them to upload the driver with appropriate fixes. Yes, you heard that right. Not only are you an unpaid Microsoft beta tester, now you're also an unpaid problem fixer. Congratulations! You can put that on your resume. Microsoft beta tester, Microsoft problem fixer. Users are more likely to experience these issues when they apply old drivers during updates. The newer drivers issued by most companies are already compatible with Windows 10's new validation model, particularly from the major vendors. It's also worth noting that Microsoft is working with a number of changes to stop drivers from trashing installations of Windows 10. Isn't that nice? For instance, Microsoft now allows hardware partners to ask for Windows 10 feature upgrade blocks when they find driver compatibility issues during their tests. Likewise, Microsoft is also exploring new machine learning technology to reduce compatibility issues caused by driver updates on Windows 10. So how did your latest update go? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, text us at 585-205-8887. And, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You count on us. Now we're counting on you. Now more than ever, Jazz 90.1 needs your support. So please make that call. Make that pledge. Keep us on the line. We like doing this. We enjoy it. Look at how thrilled Michael is at this moment. There he is.
We don't have to fake answering questions we don't know the answer to.
Right, right. this is the thing we enjoy doing on Saturdays. You enjoy listening, or you wouldn't be listening. I hope you enjoy listening, if you are listening. And so we would enjoy you making a pledge at any amount. Just make that call, make that pledge, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org so that we can continue to do this every Saturday. Otherwise, we won't. And the Jitsi will stop as well. If this show goes off the air, we won't be doing Jitsi anymore either. I'll still be doing my Wednesday thing with the Ethnic Newsletter people, but unless you're subscribed to the newsletter, you won't be part of that. And, of course, if you're not willing to be a member here, you're probably not willing to subscribe to my newsletter, so you don't get us at all anymore. At any rate, we do appreciate your support. But by the way, there was an update to Chrome, the Chrome OS this week. And it added, obviously, you know, security and speed and yada, yada, yada. But also a couple of new updates. For a while, you've been able to put a ring around the cursor when it moves so that you could, you know, find it on the screen easily. Yeah. You can now make the cursor much bigger if you prefer.
Yeah.
And also you can now change the colors. And I mean, obviously, obviously, those are not the most important updates. They're, you know, the security updates and the speed updates and that stuff, obviously much more important. But that's the fun one. And so today I have a green cursor. We'll see what I pick tomorrow. And so that's nice.
Yeah, I've been getting used to Chromebook because my aunt passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
About 2 months ago, and I ended up with her former Chromebook.
Oh, there you go.
So I've been trying to get used to it over the past couple months. It's a very interesting device.
It's an inexpensive, simple, easy-to-use device that does everything about 90% of people need to do.
Right.
The original, my favorite is the original reviews of Chromebooks were, of course, done by high-end technoids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
including you. You have a book.
Exactly. I have a book on it. But I was, I think, a little more reasonable than most people. You know, they were saying, well, I can't run Adobe Elements on it. Well, no. It's not for that. It's for people who want to run. It's like buying Chevy something small. And being upset that you can't race it at Le Mans. Well, it was never designed for that. Why did you think it would be? But it does 99% of what most people do every day. It does getting on the web. You can do email. You can do Android apps. You can do Linux apps. So on this Chromebook, if I want to, and I do, I can run Thunderbird.
Nice.
Just the way I would run it on my Linux machine. I can run all kinds of things. You have the web store for Chrome OS, plus I have the Android web store, plus I have my Linux distributions software store. You can run if you really want to. Right now, at least, you can run Wine. Wine is not an emulator under Linux, and then run Windows programs. So it really you're missing nothing. I've got this is an 8 gig machine with all kinds of speed and stuff. It's just a Core M3, but it's 8th gen and it's pretty fast. And you can get, you know, i3 and i5 and, you know, whatever you want if you're willing to pay for it. But this does everything I need to do and does it quickly and easily. And it's fast and it's
yeah. Yeah, that's great. Something I noticed almost immediately. Mine is the one that I got is a 2000. It's one of like first like three models.
Yeah.
So it's on its last.
Oh, right.
So it's on his last update, but it's still really fast.
Right.
Nice.
It remains fast. I've got a couple that are absolutely not updatable any longer. Scott. All right. I will keep this. I will keep this and see what the story is there. It may be that I'll check. I will check on that. And we have another member, Scott. Thank you so much for your very generous support. Scott is now a member, and you can be too. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
You were mentioning your the new Chrome update giving you different changes for your cursor.
Yeah.
Apple put a feature in a little while ago that was kind of neat. If you lose the cursor on your screen, your most common action is to just shake the mouse around to try to find it.
Right.
So Apple added a feature. If you shake your mouse around, the cursor gets real big and then shrinks back down again so you can find where it was.
Yep.
So they took something that you were already doing and made it easier.
Right, right. Chrome, to get back to the Chrome thing, Chrome does have an auto-update policy, automatic end-of-life policy. Yeah. Why am I not able to?
Yeah, because I got a message probably about a week ago when the last update came in that said, this is your last update. If you'd like further updates, purchase a new Chromebook.
Right, right. And they update you for 5 years. Right. So that's a lot. In fact, the new Chromebooks.
But when you don't know that when you buy a 4-year-old computer.
Well, and there's a page you can go to that will list. It's the auto update policy, the AUP, for Chromebooks. The auto update expiration, the AUE date. And it lists that. And new Chromebooks seem to be supported for 9 years.
Wow.
9 years. That's more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's not every Chromebook. It's some of the new ones. I'm assuming those are the higher end, better built ones. Yeah. But, you know, if I'm going to buy a laptop that I've got laptops that are well over 9 years old. If I'm going to buy one, I want it to last that long.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I get a Chromebook that is guaranteed updates for 9 years? Yep.
Apple basically guarantees their updates for 5 years after the product is discontinued.
Right.
So that usually means 5 or 6 years.
Right.
But there have been a couple of models that have been sold for 4 or 5 years. So then they get discontinued. It's another 5 years before they're
That's
considered
great.
What Apple calls vintage.
Yeah. Right, right, right. That's
I think
great.
The 2012 Macs, some of the MacBooks just went vintage.
Yep.
And so you got 8 years out of that one.
Yep. And then you put Linux on them.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, so some of them are now 9 years. Many of them are 7 years. Others are 5. So it depends on what model you have. And like I said, I'm sure that has something to do with the quality of the build and what what Google figures is going to be the lifespan of that device. Because, you know, they're like anybody else. They don't want to guarantee a device that was not the highest quality to begin with and is now 8 years old. I get that. I do. I've got a very expensive Chromebook here in front of me. I also have a very inexpensive Chromebook at home and a couple others that are no longer getting updates. But I don't expect the same performance or lifespan out of the cheap one that I do out of the expensive one.
It's like a lot of things you buy. You can get it cheap or you can get it good.
Right.
Pick one.
Pick one.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And my very inexpensive Chromebook was inexpensive to begin with, but also was a scratch and dent sale.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was an open box sale, so I got it even cheaper, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's nothing. I mean, I went over it with a fine tooth comb. There is nothing wrong with that laptop. There's no scratches. There's no dents. There's no nothing. It's much like the one that I had, my Asus here, the first one I had an issue. It wouldn't stay on. And I was absolutely certain it was just a bad connection between the battery and the system. But it went bad several days in a row. And so I sent it back and they sent me a new one. I'm sure they just opened it up, resoldered that connection.
Right back in there.
But they can't sell it as new.
Right.
So somebody got a Chromebook that I used quite gently and lovingly for 2 days that's as good as new for a very inexpensive amount. I almost said, fix it, send it back to me, and send me the difference.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
You could have then, what was the return policy? You could have returned the one you got and then buy
it all over again if I knew I was going to get the same one. Exactly.
Yep.
Like I said, Chromebooks are hardware, just like any other hardware. Every once in a while you get a bad one. And it doesn't matter, you know, what you plan on, these things happen. We have another thank you, Al. Al has been kind enough to send us a remember donation. He was a member and then lapsed, and we are glad to find that that lost sheep and bring it back into the fold. Thank you very much, Al. And you can join them. You can join these people, Al and Scott and Dolores and Gary and David. You can join all of them by becoming a member at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online. I'm looking at you, podcast listeners, at jazz901.org. Hit that big blue donate now button. Scroll down till you see the soundbite stuff. Pick your level and go for it. And remember, at that $150 level, you can get the Soundbites wireless phone charger. If you do, take a picture. Send us that picture. But we're done for another week. I want to thank Steve Ray. I almost said Dave Enright. I want to thank Dave Enright for not being here. I want to thank Steve Ray. I want to thank Michael Oden, who came in and did an amazing job, as always, on the phones. We rely on Michael, and he's an amazing human being. I want to thank Shirley Ray for sitting in those phones and taking those pledges. Thank you, Shirley. We can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate that. I'm Nick Francesco. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. And as you well know, that's Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Make your pledge during the week. It's 56 minutes after the hour. We'll see you in just 166 hours.